Angels still guide the footsteps of people. This Ethiopian represented a large class who need to be taught by such missionaries as Philip, men who will hear the voice of God and go where He sends them. Many who are reading the scriptures cannot understand their true import. All over the world, men and women are looking wistfully to heaven. Prayers and tears and inquiries go up from souls longing for light. Many are on the verge of the kingdom, waiting only to be gathered in. An angel guided Philip to one who was seeking light, and today angels will guide workers who will allow the Holy Spirit to sanctify their tongues and ennoble their hearts. The angel could himself have done the work for the Ethiopian, but this is not God's way of working. It is His plan that men are to work for their fellow men. In every age, everyone who has received the gospel has been given sacred truth to impart to the world. God's faithful people have always been aggressive, wisely using their talents in His service. The members of God's church are to be zealous, separating from worldly ambition and walking in the footsteps of Him who went about doing good. They are to minister to those in need of help, bringing to sinners a knowledge of the Savior's love. Such work brings a rich reward. Those who engage in it will see souls won to the Savior. Everyone who has received Christ is called to work for the salvation of his fellow men. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." And let him that heareth say, "Come." The charge to give this invitation includes everyone who has heard the invitation. Thousands who have heard the message are still idlers in the marketplace, when they might be engaged in active service. To these Christ is saying, "Why stand ye here all the day idle?" And he adds, "Go ye also into the vineyard." Long has God waited for the spirit of service to take possession of the whole church. When the members do their appointed work in fulfillment of the gospel commission, the whole world will be warned and the Lord Jesus will return to this earth with power and great glory. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.